leave your dollar here on a tip. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's my tip.
Monitor 68 at home or away, your best way to keep in touch with everything current, interesting, and informative. Coming up later, Dr. Joyce Brothers and a look at absenteeism among industrial workers to the tune of 2.5 million workers daily and $10 billion annually. More on this later. In 2 minutes, Monitor's newest feature, World of Wheels, live from the auto racing track at Riverside, California. Meanwhile, enjoy the Cowsills. We now pause 6 seconds to switch live to the auto racing track at Riverside, California for Monitor's newest feature, World of Wheels, with Keith Jackson.
Hello, everybody. Keith Jackson with the Winn's World of Wheels, brought to you by Winn's famous friction proofing, Winn's new charge, and the thousands of dealers who feature the entire family of Winn's products that keep your car going strong. Today, we are at Riverside International Raceway in Southern California, where Dan Gurney, just seconds ago, has won the 6th annual Motor Trend 500-mile race for late model stock cars. Gurney claiming this rewarding event 5 of the 6 years it's been run, missing only last year when Parnelli Jones took the win. A win for Dan Gurney today in a 68 Ford Torino will be worth something more than $20,000. He won in record-breaking fashion, averaging better than 100 miles an hour for the 500 miles. Took him 4 hours, 57 minutes, and 55 seconds to go the full 500 miles or 185 laps. His average speed will be right at 101 miles an hour. They are still working to check on the official final speed average, but Gurney is the victor. Gurney and Parnelli Jones put on quite a show for the better than 80,000 people who watch today. Bright sun, quiet winds, affording a temperature summertime-like in the 80-degree mark. Dave Pearson, also a 68 Ford, was second. Another Ford with Cale Yarborough was fourth. Pearson, a contender all day, never able to break through in the fierce battle between the USAC boys, Jones and Gurney, though. Jones wanted to gamble on his gas supply late in the race in an effort to stay with Gurney, but he had to stop for gas with only 5 laps to go, and Gurney put it away with Pearson moving to second. Dan Gurney had some mighty help in the all-important pit area this afternoon, too. The famous Woods brothers out of Virginia, this group batting 1,000 here at Riverside Raceway in the Motor Trend 500. Having helped Gurney to victory in the first four 500s, crewed for Parnelli Jones, who won it last year, back with Dan Gurney here in 68, and they're winners again right now. Here are the comments of Dan Gurney regarding those precious seconds that are spent in a pit stop.
seldom, if ever, has a car been able to get a whole lap ahead of the field. So when a caution flag does occur, the field all closes up again and it's a brand new race. The pit stops are very, very important. More important if there are fewer caution flags. But having a car that you're able to race with in that final sprint to the checkered flag is very important.
Dan Gurney, who just seconds ago won the Motor Trend 500 for a fifth time in 6 years, and he is now in front of the grandstand accepting the accolades of the massive crowd and sharing the accolades with his crew, the Woods Brothers. And here's some more news from the Motor Trend 500 at Riverside. When Dan Gurney's winning car rolled out on the track for today's race, his crew had given him every edge possible, and high on the list of priorities was Wind's radiator stop leak. You have to be concerned with your car's cooling system when you're planning to go flat out for 500 miles, and believe me, Dan Gurney went flat out today. Pressures build up that can cause leaks and put a car out of the running. Even a small object thrown up by somebody's tire can result in losing your car. So Dan Gurney relies on Wind's radiator stop leak to stop trouble before it starts. You see, Wind seals leaks before they really are leaks. So why don't you ask for Wind's radiator stop leak next time you get gas for service? Protect your car's cooling system against damage caused by everyday driving. It worked today at the Motor Trend 500. It will work for you. One of the many Keep Your Car Going Strong products from Wins. There were no serious accidents during the running of today's record-setting Motor Trend 500. The most serious came two-thirds through the race when Jerry Grant, Escondido, California, blew an engine, skidded to a stop. Valley Ingoloff, running behind Grant, hit the oil spilled by Grant's engine, spun into the rear of Jerry's car. Moments after the accident, Jerry Grant described his physical condition this way.
My back's hurting more than anything. We have protection for the head, headrest behind. Neck is okay, but, when somebody hits you at above 100 miles an hour and you're sitting still, it shakes you up a little.
To say the least. Among the spectators in the pit area, a disappointed A.J. Foyt, who swept the USAC schedule last year, went out on the first lap today when he blew an engine. And you know A.J. does not like to sit and watch.
The car was in top shape. Just one of the misfortunate things that happened. I'm quite disappointed, but this is racing. I've had a lot of wins. I've had a lot of losses. Only thing I'm disappointed about is not being out there to contest them a little bit to give them a little trouble.
Incidentally, A.J. Foyt goes on to Phoenix, Arizona tomorrow, where he will start tests on his Indianapolis equipment, supercharged Fords, and Foyt says it'll be vastly different from what we saw him win in last year at Indianapolis. A.J. Foyt sat it out today, but he goes back to work tomorrow. And that wraps it for this edition of Wind's World of Wheels, brought to you by Wind's famous friction proofing, Wind's new charge, and the entire family of Wind's products that keep your car going strong. Ask for them by name wherever you get gas or service. This is Keith Jackson in Riverside, California, reporting for Monitor.
Listen to World of Wheels every Saturday and Sunday evening on Monitor. Dr. Joyce Brothers looks at absenteeism in labor's ranks in just a few minutes.
Just keep tuning to Monitor.
There's really nothing to it. You just stay on the Monitor beacon. An older man thrown in with a group of college students is attracted to one of the girls. Watch Crazy Desire on the Sunday Film Festival tonight at 11:30.
That's tonight at 11:30 on Channel 4, New York. Wouldn't it be great to teach kids who are wide-eyed and full of questions every day? Kids who come to you not because they have to, but because they want to, then come to teach in a country like Uganda, in a village where poverty and disease make kids eager to get rid of it, where they sense coming to you will help, where you'll be the best teacher in the world because they want you to be. Write the Peace Corps, Washington, D.C.
WNBC Radio premieres the week of January 29th.
January 29th, radio premiere week on WNBC, New York.
It's now 17 minutes after the hour as Monitor continues with Jack Jones' latest ballad.
Dio, como ti amo. I still can hear her sing. Oh, God, how much I love you. yet I walked away. The wind began to blow, and all the leaves went flying. She stood there in the night and tried to keep from crying. What could I have told her? What could I say or do? Lost its meaning, it's over, it's through. And so I hurried on, for someone new was waiting to hold me in her arms in endless celebrating. Was long ago, and many loves had I, but only one was real, and that I let slip by. Dio come ti amo. Those were the words she said. Oh God, how much I love you. It runs through my head. I know it's much too late, but I go right on praying.
Perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101, the filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Oh, what do I know about cigarettes? I'm a lumberjack.
Well, you must have some reaction.
I do. I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
That's not silly. I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
Timber.
How do you possibly equate an injured football player who refuses to leave the game and 2.5 million factory workers across the country who are absent from their jobs every day? Well, the equation is based on equal parts of observation, analysis, and conclusion. And the lady who will construct the equation is psychologist and syndicated columnist, Dr. Joyce Brothers.
The football player gets a scratch or a sprain and goes on playing if the doctor will let him. The same injury may keep a worker off the job for weeks. On any run-of-the-mill day, 2.5 million workers fail to show up on the job. The cost to industry is over $10 billion a year. What makes the difference between the football player and the worker? Motivation, say the industrial psychologists. The football player is motivated. He's part of a team and feels needed. He's imbued with esprit de corps. To drop out of the game is to let the team down. To say nothing of the fans. He's willing to suffer to do his part. Not so the industrial employee. Nobody's cheering him from the bleachers or assuring him that he's an important part of an important performance. Often he knows little more of the total operation in which he's involved than the tasks he himself performs. When he finds his routine boring and his work unappreciated, he may well decide that he's unnecessary. Then the slightest injury, a hangover, a sniffle, or an invitation to go hunting or fishing, finds him calling the boss to tell him he's too sick to work. Strangely enough, these absentee-prone workers, who account for 3/4 of the absenteeism in industry, are only 1/4 of the labor force. Instead of firing them and hiring more dependable workers, companies put up with them. They even do more they hire motivational specialists to help them bring the absentees back to work. It's expected that this year, industry will pay these motivational experts close to $300 million just to keep workers out of bed and on the job and increase their working efficiency. Why does industry foot this large bill for such a small percentage of its employees? Why don't they just trade them in for more of the kind who earn perfect attendance pins? They have a very good reason. Employers have found that many, not all of course, of the men who never miss a day on the job are uninspired workers of low ambition, rather like machines. In this machine age, more than that is demanded of men, and the absentee prone have it to give. Most of them are restless, job-changing men who are charged with energy and personal ambition. They just never found the job that inspires them to use this potential, so they keep looking. Or they give up and hang on to the job merely as a source of income. This waste of valuable manpower is the reason industry is making a major effort to give the absentee-prone worker the motivation of the football player. If it can be done, he'll make a valuable addition to the industrial team. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Enjoy the interesting, thought-provoking comments of psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio's Emphasis programs. And now, you're going to learn even more about human nature from a gal who's no psychologist, but can certainly sing about all those games that people play.
This is the lesson taught to me a long time ago at my mother's knee. She said, "Child, someday he loves you, he'll hurt you, till you feel you could die. But if he says, 'Forgive me,' forgive if you can, for you are his woman, and he is your man.
Perfect strangers who's taste tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Oh, well, I think everybody should love one another.
I mean, what do you think of 101 cigarettes?
Oh, I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
Well, that's not silly. I'd like it even if it wasn't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
You love them.
Thank you.
Monitor's Flugelnights and Camelot. Now, Monitor is not heard in Camelot. Ah, but in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, that's another neighborhood entirely. And we're available to the entire nation on NBC Radio. Your favorite local station will say hello now, and then we'll return. Brad Crandall here. See you shortly.
This is Bob Considine. In just 10 minutes, I'll be with you on Monitor for one of my weekend reports on NBC Radio.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best.
Monitor 68, covering everything of current interest from all four compass points. For instance, today's sports. All the scores and stories from Mel Allen later this half hour. 3 minutes away, author and columnist Bob Considine looks at the fantastic potential of nuclear farming and mining. I'm Brad Crandall, and here comes Dean Martin.
In the misty moonlight, flickering firelight, any place is all right, as long as I'm with you. In a faraway land, on a tropic sea sand, if your hand's in my hand, I won't be blue.
Tested a new 101. The filter cigarette, a silly millimeter longer than the hundreds.
Make it fast. Time is money.
You're an accountant.
No, a clockmaker. And I think you're kidding about that extra millimeter in case you're interested.
How about the taste?
I think you're serious about that. I don't blame you. It does taste one better.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
I don't need to get wound up about it.
On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, there's an earth-shaking organization in Las Vegas, Nevada, which is out to stir the sluggish digestive tract of our old world by touching off atomic bombs underground. So fasten seatbelts, and I'll be back with more on that after this. You know, not many of us really understand Medicare and the advantages of additional health insurance to supplement Medicare. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Medicare was not designed to pay all the bills. There are definite limits on how long and how much Medicare will pay. That's why Mutual of Omaha has developed a special policy for people over 65 that will pay in addition to Medicare. Mutual of Omaha's Medicare supplement is called Extra Security. Extra Security, because it fills the financial gaps that Medicare can't cover and helps pay for the extra services you may want that Medicare doesn't cover. When you're hospitalized, Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can pay $100 a week to start, $200 a week when Medicare coverage cuts back, and $300 a week when Medicare benefits end. How can you tell if you or a loved one over 65 needs a Medicare supplement? Call your Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Medicare and how you can supplement it with benefits from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
I talked to a couple of fellas in Las Vegas the other day who had nothing to do with dice, roulette, blackjack, slot machines, or writing stories and novels about Howard Hughes. They're in the public relations business, they said with a wince. They are by trade engineers and nuclear physicists. But their big problem these days, they told me, was to assure the public that it's perfectly all right to use atomic bombs as peaceful tools. Something like Cincinnatus beating his sword into a plowshare, they said. The trouble is that the word nuclear still causes a lot of people to break out in a cold sweat. It conjures up memories of Hiroshima, Nagasaki, the radioactive ash that fell on those Japanese tuna fishermen, and all the blood-chilling editorials and novels and stories about what would be left of us after a World War III, if anything. The men I talk to say that atomic bombs, properly implanted in the crust of the earth, could increase the known U.S. reserves of oil and natural gas from 2 to 3 times without harming a fly. They could create huge underground areas for storing water, oil, gas, and whatever else we want to keep. By the same token, the men assured me, they could dig a new sea-level Panama Canal at about a half or even a third of the cost of a conventional dig with steam shovels, earth movers, picks, and wheelbarrows, or shoot a tunnel through the Rocky Mountains. Pretty heady stuff. But there's this problem of selling this new tool to the public. A whole generation has grown up in fear of the bomb. It's not yet ready to see it in the role of increasing dividends on an oil stock or widening the Mississippi. Yet it could do those very things. As I listened to them dream of a future when new riches would be shaken loose beneath our feet, I thought of the agony suffered by the late Albert Einstein when a delegation, which included Drs. Fermi, Szilard, Wigner, and other founding fathers, called on him to tell him that Drs. Hahn and Strassmann and Lisa Meitner had split the atom in Berlin, and Hitler might already then be moving to capitalize on it as a military weapon. It was Einstein's energy equals MC squared theory come true. Reluctantly, the old man agreed to write a letter to President Roosevelt, telling him of these wonders and urging him to take an interest in developing what Einstein, a thoroughgoing pacifist, called, and I quote, an atomic bomb. It was the very first use of that term. Einstein saw it as something so huge that it would have to be carried into an enemy harbor by ship, after which the ship's crew would set the fuse and abandon the vessel. The bomb would then blow up and contaminate the enemy's harbor. Now they can make atomic bombs the size of a hand grenade, and soon we'll be uprooting stumps in the lower 40 with them. That is, if the public will buy what the geniuses in Las Vegas are trying to sell. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Every working day, Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million in benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" Over 97% of the thousands of policy owners replying said yes.
Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million a day in benefits. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen next weekend when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. You're on the line.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
Here's
one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the 100. Mrs. Glockenspiel.
It's Miss, but I haven't given up. Are you married?
What do you think of our 101 cigarette?
It's cute.
No, I mean the taste.
I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer. You don't look married.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
We even smoke the same brand of cigarettes.
At 14 minutes before the monitor hour, a haunting melody, an interesting contrast of voices, thought-provoking lyrics, and even some cute changes of rhythm. Put them all together, they spell Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood singing Some Velvet Morning.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your
Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports, plus a look at the week ahead. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
For 68, Mercury's got it.
Mercury's got it. That fine car touch.
The new Mercury Brougham's got it. The Park Lane, Monterey, the Colony Park. For 68, Mercury's got the fine car touch. Inspired by Lincoln Continental.
Mercury's got it, the fine car touch.
The award-winning Mercury Cougar's got it. Four exciting new models. Pound for pound, dollar for dollar, Cougar is the best-equipped luxury sports car in America.
Mercury's got it, the fine car touch.
The all-new Mercury Montego's got it. Cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort. Two-door hard tops with more room and riding comfort than other luxury intermediates.
Mercury's got it. That fine car touch.
Get it. At your Mercury dealers now.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. The long football season now is at an end. It began last July 29th and came to its conclusion in Florida and California. Down at Jacksonville in the Gator Bowl Stadium, a wild finish in the American Football League's All-Star Game. Joe Namath of the New York Jets lifted the East to an upset come from behind 25-24 victory over the West in a contest that wasn't decided until the final seconds. With 6 minutes left to go in the game, the West was leading 24-13. Joe Namath then got started, collaborated with his New York teammate Don Maynard on a 24-yard touchdown pass, and then Joe, still with a hot hand, drove the East 52 yards for another touchdown, this time scoring himself on a 1-yard quarterback sneak with just 58 seconds remaining for the winning points. With 6 seconds left, the West missed a chance to win it when Oakland's George Blanda attempted a 35-yard field goal, but it went wide. Namath and Maynard named the game's most valuable offensive players. Speedy Duncan of San Diego was the outstanding defensive player. He returned to kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown and intercepted two passes. Oakland's quarterback, Daryl LaMonica, played the first half, tossed two touchdown passes for the West, one to Willie Frazier. It was just for 3 yards, but he capped a 39-yard drive, and one to San Diego's Lance Allworth for 9 yards, which came at the end of an 86-yard march. After the game, by the way, Joe Namath said he plans to have his tendon-troubled left leg put in a cast tomorrow. Meanwhile, in the Los Angeles Coliseum, the favored West beat the East 38-20 in the National Football League's Pro Bowl game, winning it also in the final quarter. Trailing 20-17, the West exploded for 3 touchdowns, highlighted by a 70-yard scoring dash by the Chicago Bears' Richie Pettibone with an intercepted pass. The West also won the most valuable player honors, Gale Sayers of the Bears, the top back, Dave Robinson of Green Bay, the outstanding lineman. So I guess that's it until next season. The nation's football widows can have their husbands and sweethearts back. The bitter NCAA-AAU dispute over control of amateur athletics heated up again today. World long jump champion Ralph Boston, speaking on behalf of a group of outstanding track stars, told the AAU they would not stand for being disqualified from the Olympics for competing in meets of their choice. The AAU previously warned athletes they might lose Olympic eligibility if they participated in an unsanctioned NCAA-backed United States Track and Field Federation meet scheduled on February 9th in New York. It took Kermit Zarley 5 years to win his first pro golf tournament, but it was worth it, $25,000 worth. The former collegiate champion from Seattle took the Kaiser Open at Napa, California, with a final round 7 under par 65, a 72-hole score of 273, and a one-stroke victory over third-round leader Davy Marr, who had a 70. On the basketball front in the National Basketball Association, New York beat Detroit 115-103. Cassie Russell scored his all-time pro high of 42 points for the Knicks. Boston 139, San Diego 112, and St. Louis beat Chicago 98-90. In the American Basketball Association, Minnesota the winner over Indiana 103-88. Dallas took New Jersey 107-97. In college basketball, the Associated Press reports that Penn State coach John Egley will step down at the end of the season, that Fordham coach Johnny Bock is the leading candidate to replace him. Egley declined to comment on the report. United States Olympic ski coach Bob Biaggi, speaking in Kitzbühel, Austria, said today he was pessimistic about American chances in next month's Winter Olympics. Added that while the United States has a sound development program, this Olympics is too early for us. He has not yet seen our Brad Crandall on the slopes. Looking ahead, Tuesday, the National Basketball Association All-Star Game at Madison Square Garden. Announcement of the Baseball Hall of Fame elections. Japan's Mitsunari and Howard Winstone of Wales meet in London for the World Boxing Council's version of the World Featherweight Championship. and the Professional Bowlers Association Denver Open. Thursday, the Melrose Games in New York, the L.A. Open in golf, and Saturday, the United States-Canada Invitational Dual Meet in Edmonton, Alberta. That's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends, and now this word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV, a $100,000 car with a battery that's almost a carbon copy of the one you buy for under $22. It's an Autolite battery. How come a low-priced Autolite battery in a $100,000 car? Because there is no better battery for the job, not at any price. Get an Autolite battery for your car, whatever kind you drive.
Hey, did I tell you, Mel, I was voted Mr. Sitzmark for 1968? Monitor and Sports, as natural a combination as bread and butter, and your sports appetite will be completely satisfied every weekend, so always keep tuned.
Camford's musical caravan brings us almost to the top of the hour and the top-notch reporting you expect from NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Stay tuned and stay in touch with the nation and the world. This is Brad Crandall.
The wheel must take, the station break, don't turn your set off.